joining us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. He covers the Montreal Canadiens for Sportsnet. Kyle Bukauskas is with us. Kyle, your reaction to the news?
Well, you know what? I thought if one thing was going to happen during this bye week, Rob, I thought it was going to be, you know, a trade of some sort, that there was going to be some roster moves being done to kind of try to get a bit of a jolt back into this lineup that way, considering they've lost 6 of their last 7 and they've been shut out in 3 of their last 5 here. It's been an absolute tailspin they've been on right up to their now 5-day break that they're going to enjoy this week. But, wow, to not only fire their head coach, but at the same time have their replacement in Claude Julien, of all people, right there like that, announced at the same exact moment is, yeah, that's a little shocking. Actually, I was enjoying just kind of an off day here, and of course, I just got a call a few moments ago from my assignment desk and said, yeah, so the Habs just fired the head coach and Claude Julien is the replacement. And I thought he was joking, right? Because I figured it just, you would think that one thing would happen, and then if a guy like Claude Julien was to return to Montreal, that was something maybe they would announce a couple days later. For something to happen like that, bang, bang, at the same time, to come out as one press release from the Canadiens, you know, on a Monday afternoon, I'm a little stunned right now. I'm, you know, they had to do something, right? They certainly had to do something. Yeah. And for them to make a coaching change, I don't think anyone's really shocked that a change happened, but I'm just a little surprised that it's bang, done like that. And again, the fact that Claude Julien is brought in and introduces the head coach right away at the same moment, it caught me a little off guard, that's for sure.
So what's happened here? Because, Kyle, all cards on the table. We were going to get you on Inside Hockey, still might, just to talk about the Canadiens, who have been a story for the last couple of days. But I think most people, we just played Elliot Friedman, most people were on the same page as you. They'll go out and do something. They'll make a trade, because there has been a lot of loyalty between Bergevin and Therrien. How did the Canadiens, or how do they find themselves in this situation today?
It's a great question, and should, you know, Mark Bergevin, assuming he addresses the media either later this evening or tomorrow morning, it's something I would love to pose to him, because, you know, let's call a spade here. They went through a couple of months where they were absolutely decimated with some key injuries. Alex Galchenyuk was out, Brendan Gallagher was out, Andre Markov was out, you know, David Desharnais, which was at the time he was a serviceable, you know, third line centerman, he was out for an extended period of time, and yet despite the fact that, you know, Michel Therrien had to work with a lot of guys that, you know, would normally be spending their seasons down in the American Hockey League, and he was having to put them into some key roles in an NHL lineup, and you had Philippe Deneau that started the season as a left wing on the fourth line. He was now your number one center, and they were still getting some decent results, and he was pushing all the right buttons, and they had bought into the system that he was trying to sell to them, and, you know, things were still pretty good. Morale-wise around this Montreal Canadiens team, and then they started to get healthy, and you thought, well, shoot, you know, the worst is over for this hockey club. They've got bodies back in the lineup, and they still had a comfortable lead on the Atlantic Division, and it was just going to ratchet up, you assumed, as they looked towards the last couple months of the regular season and into the playoffs, and it just has not been the case since. Alex Galchenyuk, who they've been trying to find a home for him, center, on the wing, first line, second line, first power play, second power play, you know, outside of that top line, with Pacioretty scoring at the rate that he's at, and Radulov having the type of production that he's had, there really hasn't been much going on, and it's just been a frustrating time. And I think, you know, I don't know, I can't speak for them, but you have to wonder what kind of goes on within the minds of those players when you look at Carey Price, that maybe he's not as sharp that we've become accustomed to seeing, and everyone's tried to break down what the issue is there. And I mean, I don't know for sure what's going on, but you do look at it and you wonder if there's a bit of confidence issues with him right now, because there's just some plays that we've seen him make so matter-of-factly over the course of his career as one of the perennial number one goaltenders in the league, that it just seems it's not coming as easily and doesn't seem as second nature for him these days. So with that going on, that, you know, your number one goalie doesn't appear to be playing like the number one goalie right now, it's a real head scratcher as far as, you know, what perhaps how much of a factor that could play into those sort of things. But yeah, it's not working right now, and something had to change, and it's right now it's the change behind the bench. So it'll be interesting to see kind of what a guy like Claude Julien comes in, and if he tries to change too much or tinker with whatnot, and because there's still some pretty important hockey games coming up here down the stretch, and if they they fumble any further. Well, you've got, you know, the Ottawa Senators and nipping at their heels, and we're still not sure what to make of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And now the Boston Bruins, all of a sudden, it looks like they found new life under their interim coach and Bruce Cassidy. So there's not a lot of time for this team to figure it out, because I think they understand that the window is right now to win and really try to make a push in April and May and early June. So I think that has a lot to do with making a coaching change now with and the way it happened here today, Rob.
Sportsnet's Kyle Bukauskas joins us to talk about the news out of Montreal, the Canadiens firing Michel Therrien, hiring Claude Julien, which is the second time, ladies and gentlemen, this has happened in their history. Pat?
Yeah, second time Michel Therrien was head coach of the Habs, and now second time Claude Julien is the head coach of the Habs. Kyle, we've been hearing about, you know, Michel Therrien's tenuous future in Montreal. You know, going back even to the offseason after last year when, you know, they had that collapse and weren't able to make the postseason. And going into this season, certainly from a conversation standpoint, that was out there. Did you get the sense it was ever a distraction? Did you get the sense it was ever something that may have been detrimental around that team, though?
I don't, only because, you know, I think over the course of the summer, the future of Michel Therrien, that was largely overshadowed by the PK Subban Shea Weber trade. I mean, the situation where the head coach kind of became an afterthought once that bombshell was dropped, right? That immediately became front page news and the number one topic on sports radio and talk radio here locally in Montreal over the course of the summer. And I think, when the season started, the big question was how is this team going to deliver? Because, you know, Weber's here now, Andrew Shaw is here now, Alexander Radulov now. They got some pretty key names that weren't a part of that team a year ago that are now here within the organization. And they got off to that tremendous start, 13-1-1, and they looked like they were absolute world beaters. And I think that really quieted things from there, because, you know, people kind of thought initially, all right, well, maybe these guys have figured it out, and then they found that recipe and the mix they're looking for in the locker room and from a depth perspective as well. And Michel Therrien was kind of at the front of it, guiding the ship, if you will. And then again, not that they were looking for excuses, but when they went into the injuries, then that was kind of a footnote on everything, was that, well, the look at who they're playing with and who they don't have in their lineup, and the fact that they were still getting some decent results with all that considered. I don't think it was, no one ever looked at the coach at that time and said, well, maybe the issue is there and maybe a change needed to be made. It's only really within the last couple of weeks where things really started to slip, as that started to come up, and then people started to question, well, you know, maybe there is going to be a change made, because, you know, you could tell that you know, Marc Bergevin, you know, he's saying that, you know, he and Michel Therrien are in the foxhole together, and the fact that he kept them over the course of the summer after what happened last year, and in a way maybe giving him the benefit of the doubt and saying, look, we didn't have our number one goaltender. It was really tough to succeed under the situations we were in a year ago, and you can't blame the coach for that, and that's understandable. But now here they are, they're healthy again, and they just continue to slip more and more. So something had to be done, and I think that's really now when those conversations and those thoughts and the rumors and just the idea of making a coaching change kind of started to become maybe a little bit more of a reality, or maybe not so much more of a reality, but a legitimate talking point. And sure enough, the trigger was pulled here today.
How, and you're closer to the rivalry than we are. I think that we all realize how significant it is that the former head coach of the Boston Bruins, who was fired 1 week ago today, is hired by the Montreal Canadiens. But, you know, you're in that market. You know the rivalry better than we do. How significant is it that a week after, you know, the top potential top rival of the Habs fire their coach, that he's now hired by the Habs? Is this going to turn into a pretty significant story in both markets, do you think?
Certainly. And as you mentioned, you know, Claude Julien's prior history to coaching here in Montreal, too, I think that plays a factor. And you know, we all know the underlying kind of note you need to have on a resume, and if you want to be a head coach here in Montreal, is the ability to speak French. And obviously, Claude has that ability in his background. So I think that plays a huge role into why. You could tell certainly the way some fans were reacting on social media and calling in to talk radio here in Montreal were cramming for Claude Julien to kind of be the replacement. It almost seemed like a perfect storm, right? It was like all of a sudden things start to slip in Montreal. The team isn't playing quite to what people were expecting to play at. And oh my goodness, now all of a sudden Claude Julien is available. The Bruins just canned him. And it seemed like there was that perfect perfect setup there for fans to let their minds kind of wander and kind of go, well, what might happen here now? You know, could they fire Michel Therrien and bring in Claude Julien? And then sure enough, that's exactly what happened. But yeah, it's not often. I mean, I was in Ottawa last year when Dion Phaneuf was traded from the Leafs, and that was kind of a strange scenario because Senators fans had hated them for so many years. And I don't think that's quite the same case with Claude Julien because, again, his history with the Montreal Canadiens. I think the fact that certainly he's coached the Bruins, he's won a cup there, they've won a President's Trophy there together, and they've had some real heated battles in the playoffs, that certainly makes for an interesting kind of side angle to this whole massive story that's developing right now in Montreal, and it's certainly one that's going to be talked about. I don't think they won't play again in the regular season, but should the Bruins manage to get into the playoffs, what a terrific story that would be if we have another Bruins-Habs playoff series coming up this spring. But it is interesting, and it's interesting that it's unfolded this way. But I think if you look at if they were going to make a coaching change and who the best guy available, when you factor in everything that goes into being a head coach in Montreal, who was the best guy available? Hands down, it was Claude Julien, and I think that above all else was the main factors why he was brought in here, of course, to coach the Canadiens for the remainder of the season.
Kyle, appreciate this. We know it's short notice; it's just breaking. Any idea of what the plan is for the rest of the day? Have they announced a press conference, or are we still waiting on that?
I haven't seen anything. I'm reacting to everything as you guys hear it.
Yeah.
Again, it was, you know, the team's on a break here, so I was on a break and just enjoying an afternoon here at home. So now all of a sudden I'm trying to kick back into high gear. So okay. I got nothing here right now for you guys, but certainly I'm sure they'll have to announce something in the next hour. I'm certain.
Great stuff, Kyle. Again, appreciate you doing it right off the hop for us, and we will be in touch, no doubt. Thanks for doing it, Kyle.
Okay. All right. Pleasure being on, guys. Take care.